is it about that house? It's where love goes to die. She's lovely. A genuine redhead, with grass-green eyes and an archipelago of tiny moles trailing across her back. Much prettier than her husband, a Dr. John Miller, psychotherapist. Yes, he offers couples counseling, and one of 436,000 John Millers online. This particular specimen works near Gramercy Park and does not accept insurance. According to the deed of sale, he paid $3.6 million for his house. Business must be good. I know both more and less about the wife. Not much of a homemaker, clearly. The Millers moved in 8 weeks ago, yet still those windows are bare. Tisk, tisk. She practices yoga 3 times a week, tripping down the steps with her magic carpet mat rolled beneath one arm, legs shrink-wrapped in Lululemon. And she must volunteer someplace. She leaves the house a little past 11 on Mondays and Fridays, around the time I get up, and returns between 5 and 5:30, just as I'm settling in for my nightly film. This evening's selection, The Man Who Knew Too Much for the umpteenth time. I am the woman who viewed too much. I've noticed she likes a drink in the afternoon, as do I. Does she also like a drink in the morning? As do I. But her age is a mystery. Although she's certainly younger than Dr. Miller, and younger than me, nimbler too. Her name I can only guess at. I think of her as Rita, because she looks like Hayworth and Gilda. I'm not in the least interested. Love that line. I myself am very much interested. Not in her body, the pale ridge of her spine, her shoulder blades like stunted wings, the baby blue bra clasping her breasts. Whenever these loom within my lens, any of them, I look away. But in the life she leads, the lives, 2 more than I've got. Her husband rounded the corner a moment ago, just past noon, not long after his wife pressed the front door shut, contractor in tow. This is an aberration. On Sundays, Dr. Miller returns to the house at 3:15 without fail. Yet now the good doctor strides down the sidewalk, breath chugging from his mouth, briefcase swinging from one hand, wedding band winking. I zoom in on his feet. Oxblood oxfords, slick with polish, collecting the autumn sunlight, kicking it off with each step. I lift the camera to his head. My Nikon D5500 doesn't miss much, not with that Opteca lens. Unruly marled hair, glasses spindly and cheap, eyelets of stubble in the shallow pons of his cheeks. He takes better care of his shoes than his face. Back to number 212, where Rita and the contractor are speedily disrobing. I could dial directory assistance, call the house, warn her. I won't. Watching is like nature photography. You don't interfere with the wildlife. Dr. Miller is maybe 1/2 minute away from the front door. His wife's mouth glosses the contractor's neck, off with her blouse. 4 more steps. 5, 6, 7. 20 seconds now at most. She seizes his tie between her teeth, grins at him. Her hands fumble with his shirt. He grazes on her ear. Her husband hops over a buckled slab of sidewalk. 15 seconds. I can almost hear the tie slithering out of his collar. She whips it across the room. 10 seconds. I zoom in again, the snout of the camera practically twitching. His hand dives into his pocket, surfaces with a haul of keys. 7 seconds. She unlooses her ponytail,